Hi, I'm your host, Anthony Giorgio, and you are listening to another episode of QT, Queer Teen Podcast, showcasing and encouraging the next generation of queer youth from across the world to stand up for what's right. So we are recording, and we are here at, how do you say it?
Rumson Fairhaven
Regional High School? Mm-hmm. All right, Rumson Fairhaven Regional High School in New Jersey. All you have to do right now is tell me how you identify and say your name. I'll start over here.
I'm Annie.
That's your name. No. That's Annie. And how do you identify? How do you tell, you know?
Like pronouns?
Mm, sure.
Oh. Yeah. She, her, yep.
Cool. What's your name?
I'm Emmett. He, him.
Cool.
Milo, he, him.
Kate, she, her.
But Anthony, he, him. What has been your experience living in the walls of these particular walls of high school? And what's it been like for you to be... Are you all out? I mean, you're here, so you, I mean, you are out.
Yes.
Out, and you, what do you consider yourself, an ally or a person gay, straight?
Oh, bye.
Bye. Okay. I'm sorry, there's a million of them.
Oh, no, so that's
just,
fine.
You just let me know. Are you out? Are you guys out?
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much. Cool.
I mean, my sister knows, and I think my uncle knows. I don't know.
Your sister and your uncle, huh?
I don't... My parents are out of the... Diseased, unfortunately.
Okay.
But my mom knew.
Okay.
My uncle, who was also deceased, wow, was gay.
Okay.
So, like, I don't think they have a problem with it.
All right, cool. What's it been like being in high school, though? What is it? What does it do? What do you do? What's it been like for you?
It's been interesting.
Uh-huh.
I came out sophomore year.
Oh, me too.
but I came out as trans as well.
Okay.
So that was a little interesting because, like, we had one other trans person before me who, like, started the curriculum and, like, the inclusion policy. But then, like, there were some flaws in it and stuff like that that Oaks is still trying to get worked out. so it was kind of, like, it was interesting because, like, I had somebody before me. I wasn't, like, the first person, but I was, like, one of the first people. So, like, starting that for my school and, like, it's just very interesting to see how people have evolved since, like, I first came out.
Yeah, and that's literally only 3 years ago.
Yeah, like, nobody... says anything. I don't think people even remember anymore. Thank God. I don't really care. But, like, nobody, like, mentions it anymore.
What's it been like? Because, you know, do you think it's because you just were confident and just came out? And
I was not confident at all.
You weren't confident?
No.
Why weren't you? Well, sophomore year.
Yeah.
When you were a freshman.
Yes.
What did you do? Like, how did you live?
Closeted.
Right, but what does that mean? Like, just want people to know, because closeted means a whole different, a lot of different things for people.
I was not out to anyone. I was, like, very uncomfortable with myself, and I just didn't know why.
Uh-huh.
And that, like, I feel, like, way more comfortable and, like, just happy.
Right.
Compared to how I used to feel.
Mm-hmm. Did you do research?
Yeah.
I was wondering, because, you know, there's enough research out there to do research. So you did research.
Mm-hmm.
When you came out, did you come out to, like, everybody at once, or did you just make it, like,
it was
family,
like,
first, friend second, or
well,
friends
so it was,
first?
Like, mostly my friends, like, kind of just figured it out, and they all, like, started calling me, like, a nickname at first, and then I came out to my parents.
What was your nickname?
Is.
Oh.
And then, I came out to my parents when I turned 16.
Okay, and what did they do?
They're like, okay. And at first they're like, okay.
Great.
But, like, didn't really,
story's done.
They didn't really, like, do anything about it. They didn't, like, change my pronouns or my name or anything like that.
Okay. All right. Cool. And then you just now are just, it's fine. You're just living your life.
Yeah.
Isn't that something, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Imagine that.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine just living your life. Okay, cool. What are you? What year are you?
I'm sorry. I'm a junior.
You're a junior.
Senior. Yeah.
You going to prom?
Planning on it.
Yeah. Some people don't. Some people don't like prom. I didn't go to my junior prom. I don't know if you guys have that at the school.
Yeah, we do. I went last year.
I skipped that one. you're not going to your party.
I have no. Bring me. Okay. Milo, do I consent? All
right. Oh, that's nice. You live in Minnesota, right?
Exactly. Yeah,
so I mean, still.
I'm just
rude.
No, it is rude, and it's nice of you. Are you going to prom?
Maybe with Emmett now.
You haven't really thought about it, huh?
No.
All right. And when is junior prom? When is it?
It's absolutely no
more.
You don't
no,
care
April,
about
that.
I like
April,
that.
End of April.
End of it. It's not that far away.
It's pretty far away. You have time.
Time for what?
To figure out who you're going with.
Exactly. I didn't even go to my prom. I don't think I thought of my prom. I think I went to my friends' proms. Yeah, I went to all my friends' proms and like other high schools. And then junior prom came along and I was like,
yeah.
Who cares? And then senior prom, I brought my boyfriend. So, are you going to senior prom?
He invited himself, so I guess so.
That's nice.
It depends, maybe.
That's
it's
nice.
Right before my birthday. Birthday. Yeah, it's right.
When do you guys finish school technically for
June
seniors?
June 19th is my graduation.
June 19th is great. When do you done the school part though?
Well, if I don't have to take any tests, it's like the 16th or something like that, 15th.
Of June?
Oh. Yeah, something like that.
Wow, really? We were out like in May. We were down in the middle of May.
That's college. Now it's
college, you got like 2 months off and breaks and all that stuff. But I know high school, we were done in May.
Mm-hmm. I wish.
I know. That's so. What are you gonna do? What do you do?
Well, what do you do? Is like we have other stuff going on. Is the other thing. Like the prom question to me is so interesting because 10 years ago, if we had this like little group and we were talking here, I don't think the question would come up. Like, do you dare go to prom?
Right.
It was more. The shape of the question. I feel like everybody like, yeah, but I'd be going totally with a beard. You know what I mean? Like you really wouldn't go out.
Yeah.
We started gala.
Right?
And
talked
was
about
like,
it at the Red Bank actually.
Yeah, and that was like our prom alternative for so like a long time. And it's still, I think, super cool and people go to both now.
Right.
But I feel like, you know, especially for kids whose identities were like, they were misidentified a lot. Like, I feel like kids get misgendered still a ton. And I feel like a lot of them, like, especially non-traditionally queer-looking, like, you know, femmy girls, you know, still butch boys, like, they get, like, misidentified a lot. And so the question doesn't even go to them. Like, their feelings aren't even part of that consideration,
right.
You know? So it's like we're almost so sensitive that we're not thinking about people again, in a different way,
in
you know?
In a different way, yeah.
Uh-huh. Kind of find it really fascinating. I mean, I know here that the conversation went from, I don't know, 8 or 9 years ago, I got a phone call from a school district not too far from here who had an administrator who was saying, we're not allowing those kids to go with same-sex partners. I mean, and that was against the law even then,
yeah.
You know? And so we had to, like, help get the ACLU and have them make phone call and that kind of stuff. To now I have teachers like in this district, other districts that want to approach and like, how do we be most inclusive and most sensitive? Like, I think teachers are really shifting, you know?
Yeah. The conversations I've had, it seems that way across the board, even like in Cumberland, Maryland, when I was in there. And, a lot of the teachers are like trying to be like, what do I say? What do I do? And then you obviously have the other ones, but, because I didn't even think about it when I went to prom. Honestly, I was like, my boyfriend's coming. Mm-hmm. I'm not asking anybody. I'm literally bringing my boyfriend to prom. And my mom claims that there was extra security for me. I was like, oh, well, that's nice.
Aww, you're
like,
special.
Apparently, she's like, yeah. I go, Mom, I'm pretty sure if like anyone tried anything with me, the amount of friends that I had that were supportive of just me as a human being in general would not have allowed it. Yeah, like, it was, I mean, I was nervous to dance with him, of course, but I was like, I'm just going to do it. And then I was surrounded by everybody that I had support, so I was like, whatever. I was nervous, but I also grew up in Massachusetts, so they're like
super progressive.
Well, on the outside, yes, but on the inside, sometimes they're not, but mostly, yes, they're a blue state. They have, like, they have all the cool people in politics and on and on, but, cool. What's your story?
I have a little bit of a different story than Emmett. I came out as transgender when I was a sophomore as well. And my parents were not accepting originally. It took about 8 months for them to...
This is in Minnesota.
This is in Iowa, actually.
I mean, Iowa.
Yes.
Well, even so.
Yes, exactly. And I was a switch state, so it's always...
Yeah.
Sketchy. You never know what you're gonna get.
Isn't that
and so I had my parents do a lot of research, and it took about 8 months. And after about 8 months, they came around, and it's been really good since then. This was 3 years ago. And I originally came out to my friends first, and they were all really supportive. And I came out at school as well, and they were also supportive. But then my parents found out that I came out at school because I was looking for a safe place because I didn't have it at home. And they were not accepting of that, and contacted the school and told them that they couldn't call me by my name and pronouns. So that went back and forth for several months before they finally came around and accepted everything. And yeah, they are accepting now. I've been on testosterone hormone treatment for 2.5 years.
Cool.
Yeah, and I actually ended up, even though the school that I was originally at, the staff was really supportive, outside of my friend group, I had a lot of issues. There was never any direct bullying, but it was a lot of, like, behind my back sort of thing, so I had to transfer schools my junior year. And at my new school, I had already started hormone treatment, so I was passing as male, and so I went stealth, so no one knew for the most part. And so that was really interesting, and it was a really good experience for me. And then later it got out, and there was rumors that went around and that sort of thing. But for the most part, everyone was really supportive, and I had a really good experience at my new school.
Do they have Gay Straight Alliance?
Originally they did, but the teacher that had supported it or whatever retired, so, and no one stepped up to take it, so there wasn't a GSA.
At either school?
Yeah, at either school.
That's my goal. That's one of my things. My next venture is to go to Middle America, basically, essentially, and just go to different places. I have a thing coming up in Colorado that I'm going to do. I do work in India. That's where I'm traveling to in, like, 3 weeks with a workshop that I created called Broadway to Bombay. It's simple. The goal is to unleash love and courage through the art form of flag dancing. And it creates a unique environment to unleash something that you definitely are not, didn't think you were capable of saying. Is everything legally changed?
Yes.
Not for me yet. Well, you haven't done your gender marker.
Jersey allowing all that now, too?
He's born in North Carolina.
Yes, I was born in North Carolina.
Are you a military kid?
No. My parents...
Because you had, like, literally...
No, my parents just moved a lot. So, I was born in North Carolina. No, my dad just got a new job. It wasn't anything. But yeah, the difference between all three states that I've lived in is very different, because North Carolina, they have the HB2 law, so technically, legally, I'm not allowed to even go to the bathroom there. But luckily, how it works to get your gender marker changed on your birth certificate in North Carolina is you have to have some sort of sex change surgery. If a doctor signs off on it, it's okay. But, like,
which state is this?
North Carolina.
North Carolina.
But which isn't great, obviously, but it's better than, like, Ohio. I have a friend that lives there, and he can't change it at all. So at least I'm able to change it, and I've had top surgery, so I can now. And then Iowa, it's a little more progressive there, but it was still something that's not talked about. I was the first out kid at my original high school, and I had to do a lot of work with the staff. And I did a couple presentations and everything, too.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And because they had never really even heard of it. So, like, my parents really hadn't heard of it either. And so
I think that's so. But anyway, I mean, that's what's okay. So here's the thing. Like, and everyone's like, it's 2018. I go, that doesn't matter.
No. Yeah,
because really you just choose what you want to hear and believe and listen to and see. And, like, that has, you know, that doesn't matter.
And you feel okay, though, being... I'm just going to say, like, Emmett hears this from me all the time. Like, I freak out when kids have to become the teachers. I don't feel like it's your responsibility at all.
I hear you.
And it, like, I'm kudos to you. It's, like, no criticism of you, but I'm so mad at the adults for making that have to be the standard.
Yeah. It was difficult in the beginning, but I've essentially just created this spiel that I give to everyone that needs it, and it's not been an issue, really, because that's just my personality. I like to educate.
Thank goodness, because think about it.
I kind of got lucky.
No, but listen, because not only are you going through just life in general, but then you came out, you know, you guys, that's the thing, like, you're coming, you're taking a chance just even coming out, period, okay? I don't care what anybody says, like, coming out is very important.
Yeah.
It helps a lot if you just start telling people your truth, right? It's just the fact. There's enough research. Hearing all of that, it's a role that I'm going to give you. Like, what has it been like for you? How many kids, first of all, are in the GSA? It
depends.
Well, how many on any given, like...
So right now, we have about 8 active members.
8 active members. No. You're the newest member?
She is the newest member.
Yeah.
Okay.
I dragged her into it.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Prom, dragon, you're just doing everything. So, tell me that, like, what, since it's new for you, and it's now January, and it's been almost, it's a half a year, so what has it been like, what's your experience?
Like, in GSA?
Yeah.
I went to the, I'm sorry, what was it called again?
GSA Forum.
Yeah, the GSA Forum, that was...
I heard about that, I didn't even know about that until someone told me, but
that was great. A good experience.
Yeah, because you can learn, that's a great way to learn.
And that's sort of when I first got into GSA, so I haven't really been in for that long.
Okay. When was it?
November.
November. What made you really want to, like, join? Have you ever taken a stance on, like, gay rights? Queer rights?
What
activism.
Exactly do you mean?
Showing up to things or gone to, like, prides or anything like that with your friends?
I don't think so, just because I recently moved here.
Oh, okay. Where are you
from? And I was born in New Jersey, then I moved to Pennsylvania, then I came back here.
Okay. Welcome
and in
back.
Pennsylvania, it was just, like... It wasn't really anything going on over there, necessarily.
Well,
like
Pennsylvania. I love Pennsylvania.
Like,
but there is not. You got to do
that part of Pennsylvania.
No.
No. Nobody was necessarily against it, I guess.
Uh-huh.
There were a couple rude people in my school.
It's a very Christian state, so.
Really?
Pennsylvania?
Really?
Yeah, huge. Yeah, huge. A lot of. Valued people.
At my school,
Christian
I don't
belief.
Think there were a lot of religious
what state?
People.
I mean, well, sorry, what town?
I lived near... Do you know where Camelback is? Like, Poconos?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, near there.
Okay. All right.
There weren't, like, a lot of really religious people. And, like, there were maybe, like, one or two people who were, like, ill. But it was like, okay, screw off.
Right.
No, I guess nobody really necessarily cared in the bad way.
Was there a GSA there?
I don't think so.
Or, like,
I think,
any, like, LGBT
I think
presence?
Something was starting
uh-huh.
when I was leaving because I saw posters around.
Okay, cool.
But I wasn't really involved in clubs there either.
Mm.
I was only involved in, like, the community service club.
What would it look like if you could, like, sit everyone down and, I mean, you've already done this. But not adults, students.
I can barely handle being on a podcast. I don't know. It's not that I care about what they think of me, because honestly, at this point in my life, I'm like, I don't really care anymore.
Of course.
But it's like, I'm not good with presentations or standing up in front of a bunch of people.
Right. And that's okay. But if you, are you getting red? You look like you're red now.
I'm always red.
There's nobody here, although lots of people will hear this. But, what would you pick, though, to talk about? Let's just say that. And you gave it to somebody else to talk about, but you designed the whole program. What's something you like to do?
Like, what do you mean by that?
I don't know. Are you artistic or anything? Or, like, inside
tech
of the...
Maybe a little bit, yeah.
What did you say?
We did tech crew.
Tech crew.
Oh, you do tech?
So
you're in the theater. You don't act, because you obviously don't want to get up on.
I mean, if there wasn't them, no, I...
Do you write or anything, or do you?
I'm a terrible writer.
All right. We're gonna get to you. What's a hobby of yours?
Well, shoot, you really got me there. I work.
Work. Where do you work?
Cups and Cakes. It's a bakery.
Okay. Do you bake or do you just work? And like
no,
the
I do a little bit of everything.
Okay.
You know? Get paper cuts.
That's it. You're going to make a bunch of cupcakes.
Yeah,
you're gonna,
I'm going to decorate cupcakes.
You're
going to
explain queer culture on cupcakes.
I made rainbow cupcakes the one day.
They're okay,
really
see? I know I could get there. There's
shoving
always something. Exactly. If you eat this cupcake, the
I
knowledge
mean, the cake
is
really moist, so I mean, it's...
All right. Well, I'm not done with you.
Oh.
But we'll move on.
I would probably do something that's very, like, probably, like, scientific and knowledge. I'm a very scientific person.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I feel like a lot of people, first of all, think that, like, being trans or gay is, like, a choice. And And I feel like a lot of people have moved on from thinking gay is a choice.
But they haven't.
But
they really haven't.
I think it's even worse with, like, trans people. Like, I've heard so many people be like, why would you choose that? And then, like, I've heard a bunch of my friends who are trans would be like, their parents would be like, you know, like, a lot of trans people kill themselves. Why would you choose that for yourself? And I'm like, no, it's the opposite. It's like that you're not supportive. You're not letting them be who they are. And then there's high suicide rates.
But here's the thing.
But, like, a lot of people don't realize
I know. They don't put the, they don't make the connection. It's like, if you're being bullied regardless anytime, right?
Yeah.
If someone's always bullying you every single day, and you're a freshman, say you're a freshman, mm-hmm. and you're getting bullied every day, and you feel like no one can do anything about it, you literally will go down that rabbit hole.
Yeah.
I don't know why people think that's, like, a new thing, or it's like, no, that's what people do.
Yeah.
I mean, the new thing is about visibility.
Right.
I mean, it's always been about the visibility politic, right?
Yeah.
Like, I when I talk with adults, a lot of the presentation, I always start with this idea that, you know, in Hollywood, because it's great for America to hear about itself, and how does America hear about itself? But through Hollywood, right? For the first 100 years of Hollywood, you didn't have a gay character that survived, that wasn't the evil, the bad guy, killed or killed somebody else. I mean, that was it.
Do you know Armistead?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so, like, I just watched this documentary. Do you know who Armistead is? He is a writer, but, like, a very prolific writer for queer culture, basically. And the short of it is he is just an icon inside of creating people to, like, really see things and, like, write about it. And he wrote Tales of the City.
Mm-hmm.
Tales of the City, which is was, like, in the 80s, I think, right? 88 or 87 on PBS, and it was a gay, a trans character. And queer characters in San, living in San Francisco, and they, so they had that, Laura Linney is, like, one of the main actresses, and, they had the, it was, like, they just, it was, like, if you watch it, you're, like, this is so cool for, like, that time, especially, like,
it was amazing.
AIDS crisis and, like, all that's going on, but then PBS was all about it, but then the person, inside of the standards or whatever in television was a very mean person. And he said a lot of horrible things, and he's and he got in front of Congress against it, and they, like, took it down.
Mm-hmm.
But they're making a new one; they're recreating it and bringing it back. But he, that guy, I was, he's like,
I'm a Armistead Maupin.
Yeah, you should look him up.
And
just
he's
watch his documentary.
Really fabulous.
Yeah, yeah. Like, he's, and he's so on. He was just so honest about it, and, like, but he also grew up in a very conservative. Like, his dad used the N-word.
Ooh.
Like, it was, like, and his mom. It was just, like, a very conservative, like, extreme. But, you know, he eventually came out, and his story's great. Why were we talking about that?
Well, visibility.
Visibility.
I was talking about the idea that, like,
yeah.
when you don't see positive images of yourself, like,
right.
I talk about it with Carol and some of the other people. When we talk about curriculum, the idea is that it's windows and mirrors, right? Like, we write the curriculum so that, like, people like me, people like you guys, well, yeah, they, right. We see ourselves in the world.
That's it.
But it's also a window for people who are not like us to see people that are different than them. And it's a really critical, you know, sort of perspective. It's like, so when you're being asked to make something, like, how do we continue to see ourselves positively? Because we want to live.
Right.
Right. I want to survive.
Well, this is why I'm doing this, literally why I'm doing this podcast. Because George or Bob in the middle of nowhere, you know, I don't know why I said those names, but they might be, technology's huge, so, like, they definitely probably at one point listen to podcasts or find out through social media about a podcast that they're interested in, and then they can all of a sudden hear that person speaking and be like, I'm, exactly, this is how I can relate, or that's when I came out, or how I came out, or, like, this is what my experience has been, and I'm really, my goal in life, literally my work, is only that, to have conversations, to make sure that yes, you too can relate to me and I can relate to you, because if I can't do it, you certainly can't do it. So you would go back to what you were doing?
Oh, like I said, I would be, like, very scientific about it.
Scientific, right.
Like, facts, but, like, also do some sort of, like, personal narrative, like, that just talk about, like, different, like, how, like, yes, like, queer people are, like, you see them as different, but they're really, like, just all the same. Like, I... Like, if you passed me on the street, I didn't look that much different than anyone else. And, like,
no.
And, like, nobody else is, like, even if they look different, they're not that different as a person.
No.
Like, yes, everyone's, like, an individual person, but everyone should just get along, like, independent of how people look or how people act.
Right. No, I mean, here's the thing. Like, we're not all that different. Well, actually, we're not different.
No.
The world is, like, the size of a pea, you know, in the universe. And we just feel different, you know. And we obviously have different paths. But really, we all come back to the same, you know, idea. And we want to be seen. We want to be loved. We want to be cared for. I don't care who you think you are. I don't care, you know, how you've been brought up. No one's born into this world evil. It's circumstance. Things happen, you know? And what would you do? I mean, you kind of already done it, but did you do it in front of the school or just the teachers?
I did it in front of a staff meeting.
Wow. And really? They didn't take initiative to, like, do it in front of the school?
No,
I would have, but I don't live in Iowa. Where was it?
Iowa.
Iowa, yeah.
Yeah, I tried to do it, but they weren't up for that. But yeah, that's honestly something that I would want to do, though, would be just, like, open a conversation. Would be just, like, have a question and answer type thing just sure. for everyone, not, like, a bunch of people asking, like, one person, like, if it was me up there. But just, like, just open the conversation in general, because I feel like that's an issue. There's such a huge stigma around it. Nobody wants to talk about it, at least mm-hmm. where I'm from.
Yeah.
And so that would be a really good first step for opening up to LGBT issues. Because then you would know where you need to start and where everyone's at anyway.
Yeah.
So that's what I would want
to do. We need to start where everyone's at. It's exactly what it is. It's like, and not everyone's gonna, we're not asking everyone to feel comfortable. We're just asking us to be heard and, like, just at least listen to mm-hmm. A different perspective of what it means to be in this world. Because so many people, I've traveled a lot and I've been in different places. And the thing is, like, it's when you step to the left, you know, you take the road less traveled, that actually accomplishes the world existing, right? That's just a fact. Mm-hmm. If people try to argue that, then they're literally in their bubbles, you know? And there's a precedent right now because of that bubble. And that's why it happened. And hopefully, it seems that we're taking a new, you know, we're taking a turn. But if you even go through politics, we're really good at doing 8 years of this, 8 years of that, 8 years of this, 8 years, and it's always the same, which is back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. So we should just all live in New Jersey and stay here and in these laws.
We seem to stay in this bubble.
Yeah, right, you stay in this bubble. So I talk about the word queer a lot. I love the word queer. I embrace the word queer. I think it's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Queer. What do you think about that word? Has that word ever come up for you in any conversation? Do you guys talk about it in Gay Straight Alliance ever?
Never heard of it in negative connotation.
No negative. No, okay. That's good. I mean, good.
Surprisingly the same, though. I've only ever heard the F word, like, negatively.
Yeah, I've had that
one. Like, I take that one back, too.
I'm like, you can call me a faggot. I don't care.
Literally, we scream it at each other.
I am. Yeah. So.
Exactly.
And I was like, okay. And I was like, do you know the history of the word? That's when you can really, like, turn it on that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like,
I know that queer has, like, a negative history, but, like, I've never had it used against me.
Well, and it goes both ways, because it didn't, and it did, and it didn't, you know?
And now, like,
now I think it has a great...
I use it, yeah. I use it, like, just to anyone who's into, like, the LGBT umbrella. It's just it's queer. It's, like, a synonym.
Yeah.
That I think it's just, like, much easier, because a lot of people be like, what does that mean? And I'm like,
all-encompassing. Everything. All right, where do you see yourself in 5 years? Well, you're in college. Well, you start.
College.
Where do you want to go? What do you want to do?
Computer science.
Computer science.
I don't know where yet.
Are you allowed to create stuff here?
Like, what do you mean?
Code? Like, make a program for something? Anything?
I don't think for the school.
Can you do it?
I mean, if I asked, maybe. I don't know.
Computer science. Cool. That's awesome.
I don't know where I want to go to college yet. I'm in starting to talk to my guidance counselor about that. Yay.
All right.
Scary.
I'm going to be out of college in 5 years.
I know.
I don't know where I want to go yet. Technical theater, so I'm doing set design.
Cool.
I build the sets, all the shows here. I work 2 professional internships.
Where?
Two Rivers Theater. Yeah. And then I work at a set shop in Freehold right now.
Cool. Great. Design sets for Broadway.
That's
Or, you know, some big pop star on their tour and just make this massive, crazy set.
I'm going to be in grad school.
Okay.
Yep. That's the plan, at least, because, I mean, if I want to be a therapist, then I have to get through grad school to be able to do anything. But, yeah, I'll probably stay at the University of Minnesota in Twin Cities, because it's the number 1 for child psych in the nation.
Okay.
So, I'll probably just be there, hanging out, doing my thing.
Cool. Just pick one word to describe yourself.
Open-minded.
Flamboyant.
Thank you. Yes.
Driven.
All right, cool. Well, that's it. For more information regarding Senate Bill 1569, requiring boards of education to include instruction and adopt instructional materials that accurately portray political, economic, and social contributions of persons with disabilities and lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people, please visit njleg.state.nj.us. I'm your host, Anthony Giorgio, and thank you for tuning in to another episode of QT, Queer Teen Podcast, showcasing and encouraging the next generation of queer youth from across the world to stand up for what's right.